Opinions expressed by talk show hosts or callers on KWRO AM 630 do not necessarily represent or express the opinions of the staff and management of KWRO AM 630 or Bicoastal Media LLC, its sponsors and subsidiaries. And now, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live from the palatial Bicoastal Media Studios high atop the Hall Building in beautiful downtown Coos Bay, it's the Jim Bice Show. Here he is, Jim Bice, the guy everyone hates to love.
Good afternoon, Coos County. Welcome to the Jim Bice Show. It's Monday again. And I think fall's finally arrived. It's a little hazy and overcast and chilly. And, you know, we're actually pretty fortunate because it's actually, the weather's a little better than it normally is for this time of year. So we shouldn't complain, although we will. And everybody loves to complain about the weather. So
my yard's not complaining. My yard has been getting browner and browner throughout the year. And I've been trying to save on watering. And this last rain, you could almost see the ground go,
I know, but you know what else happened? Didn't do a doggone thing for the grass, but the weeds sure.
Oh, yeah. My dandelions are beautiful, though.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe you should just, have you thought about going into dandelion farming?
The dandelion farming? Yeah. I could do that. You know, I can't grow anything but dandelions. I've learned that. My father was a green thumb in Texas, and to me, I can't grow anything.
Oh, well, you know, I want to start the show today. We got a lot to cover. I want to talk about the candidates and various ballot measures. This morning, I got an email from Coos County Clerk Debbie Heller. Apparently, there's a formatting error in the election ballot, and I'm just going to read you what she said. Coos County is committed to a fair and impartial election. Due to a formatting issue, names on the 2018 general election ballot were printed in different size fonts, and some names may appear smaller than the other names on the ballot. I want to assure the public that the names of all persons who are running for elected office are on the ballot. The Coos County Clerk's Office has taken steps to ensure that this will not be an issue in future elections. So that, I thought that was really nice of her to give us a heads up on that. And then this morning, apparently, little Peter DeFazio complained to the clerk's office because his name was smaller than the other names on the ballot. In fact, I'm looking at the ballot now, and he's absolutely right. But, you know, in my opinion, and that's just opinion, actually, I think his name is printed larger than it should be because he's a little lying twit and always been a little lying twit. And, you know, I think his name on the ballot should reflect his importance in the real world, which is virtually nothing.
Right.
Anyway, I want to talk about the election. I've got a copy of the ballot in front of me. And I'm just going to kind of go down the list and discuss the various candidates and the various ballot measures, okay? First is federal offices, U.S. Representative, 4th District. You've got Art Robinson, who's a Republican and Constitution Party, Richard Jacobson, who's a Libertarian, Mike Bilstein, with the Pacific Green Weenie Party, and little Peter DeFazio, who is listed as a Democrat Independent Working Families Parties. Now, there's a story behind that. Anybody that knows anything knows that the Working Families Party is basically nothing more than a communist front organization. Everything they stand for comes right out of Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto. And they don't have that many numbers. They're not that big of a deal. But the independent, this is something people need to know about. A lot of people have changed their voter registration, predominantly due to Trump and also due to some of the boneheaded things that Democrats have been doing in the last couple months. But changing your registration to the Independent Party of Oregon is, in essence, changing your registration to Democrat. Here's why. two of little Peter DeFazio's personal attorneys, a guy named Daniel Meek and a woman named Linda Williams, founded and run the Independent Party of Oregon. Okay? That's all it is. They founded it, and they are little Peter's personal attorneys. So if you registered as an independent, basically you're still a Democrat, because all the Independent Party is it's another arm for little Peter to garner votes.
You know, I just had to explain that to a friend of mine who registered as an independent thinking he was independent of any parties.
No.
And I had to explain to him, you have to go back and register as non-affiliated voter.
Right.
Because somewhere back in time, someone geniusly, it was a genius idea to create the Independent Party, you know. It's a, maybe we should create the Party of Man, the Party of Woman, you know,
and, right.
And try to pull off from all the other major parties. But, yeah, you're not independent if you are registered independent.
Well, and if you watch the Independent Party, I actually went back and did some checking. When I heard this, I thought, well, gee, this is a little strange. So I did some research on it. The Independent Party almost exclusively endorses Democrats. And, of course, they every single election, they have endorsed little Peter DeFazio. Gosh, what a coincidence, huh? So here you have a guy who, and don't forget what DeFazio is. DeFazio voted for Obamacare. He voted against Trump's tax cuts. He voted against Kavanaugh. Or, no, he didn't vote for Kavanaugh. That was in the House. But he voted for... He voted for Obama's big bailout years ago that cost us over $1 trillion and didn't create any jobs.
Right.
And he comes here and he continuously lies to the people over and over and over. And what he does, you got to give him credit. The guy is very clever. He picks on the issues that most people take at face value without ever checking.
Right.
And he tells them what he thinks they want to hear, and then he goes back to Washington, D.C., and he does whatever he wants to. You can go back over the last 10 years, and if you look at what DeFazio has come here and told people at town hall meetings, and then look and compare what he's said here to the way he votes in Washington, D.C., you find out that the guy's an inveterate liar.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. He's great on making the promises. It's living up to the fulfillments of those promises.
Oh, right.
That he seems to have a little bit of trouble. And anything he says he's done, ask him which bill it was that he passed, because he has a very lousy record on actually getting bills through the legislature.
Right. Yeah, most of the bills he's carried haven't even gotten to the floor for a vote.
Right.
Just to give you an idea, this will settle it all for you, folks. Get online. Pull up Bernie Sanders' voting record. Pull up little Peter DeFazio's voting record, and they're identical. Now, if you're a knuckle-dragging idiot communist, and unfortunately there's a lot of them out there, you'll probably like little Peter because he and Bernie are out of the same cloth.
Right.
So if you're a Bernie bro, if you like Bernie Sanders, you love little Peter DeFazio. If you're a normal human being capable of rational thought, probably not.
I mean, if you look at the Oregon Worker Families Party platform, I loved it here in the pamphlet. It says,
yeah.
A democracy that works for the 99%. Building worker power, health care for everyone, quality free education for everyone, fixing the border criminal justice system, comprehensive immigration reform means let everyone in.
Yeah.
Creating a state bank. Oh, that's what we need. Fair trade and fair economy. Yeah, fair for who? Tax the rich. Yeah, that's their platform. Great. Sounds like a bunch of commies to me.
Yep, and that's exactly what they are. So that's what you got with little Peter DeFazio. Art Robinson hasn't done a whole lot of campaigning in our immediate area.
No, I have seen him once or twice, and he was in a parade up in Florence, and he was in a big parade down here, I believe. But, yeah, he hasn't been much in the neighborhood as much as he usually is.
Well, now, everybody knows by now, I don't endorse candidates or issues. I don't think that's appropriate, because by me endorsing, it's basically saying, hey, you should vote this way or you should vote that way, and I'm not going to do that. It's not my job.
You just only endorse your own personal issues. That's it. Yeah.
Well no, I tell the truth about the candidates.
Right.
I will, however, tell you how I intend to vote personally. And, you know, you can take that with a grain of salt, because I'm just one vote. I have no more influence than anybody listening right now. I'm going to vote for Art Robinson. I don't make any bones about it. Little Peter has lied so much that I can't even stand to be in the same room with the little twit.
I'm definitely voting for Art Robinson, because he stands for many of the values that I have, even...
Yeah,
you know, even though I don't always agree with him, he's a heck of a lot closer to the base than what we get with Peter.
He hasn't come here for years and years and years and lied to us.
Right.
That's the thing. Okay. Let's take a short break here. And when we come back, we're going to move on to the state offices. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, Danny at Far West Tire and Auto here. With winter in your rearview mirror and summer around the corner, it's time to consider upgrading to Goodyear tires. And now couldn't be a better time. With Goodyear soaring into summer savings event from April 1st to June 30th, you can get up to $160 back on four select Goodyear tires. So stop by Far West Tire and Auto on Highway 101, Coos Bay. Always the right tire, always the right price.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
The RV business is booming at the Boomin' Y, and Gibbs RV is looking for nice pre-owned RVs to consign or buy. Gibbs RV makes it so simple. They will come to your location, give you a fair appraisal, and help take care of all the paperwork. It doesn't get any easier than that. So let the professionals at Gibbs RV take the hassle out of selling or consigning your RV. Stop by and see them today at 1845 Ocean Boulevard in Coos Bay by the Big Boomin' Y in Empire. Or check them out at GibbsRV.com.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the show. As promised, we're going to move on in the candidates on the ballot. We're going to move to state offices for governor. We've got Aaron Auer, the Constitution Party. Nobody ever heard of him. Nick Chen, the Libertarian Party. Again, nobody ever heard of him. Our wonderful Governor Kate Brown, she's a Democrat, and of course she's endorsed by the Working Families Party because she's also a communist. Newt Bueller, who claims he's a Republican, but I think that's a stretch.
Yeah.
Patrick Starms, Independent Party, which means that he's a Democrat, because remember the Independent Party is basically the Democrat Party in Oregon.
So you know he has no moral compass.
That basically, well, he's another piece of crap like Kate Brown. Out of the bunch, this is one of those elections, folks. Well, it's similar to just about every other election. Very rarely do you get the opportunity of voting for good or bad. What we are normally presented with, and this is due to the partisan politics, we're presented with bad or worse.
Right.
So the difficulty is choosing the least bad person to vote for. In my opinion, everybody that's running for governor is a piece of crap because for various different reasons, but none of them seem to want to represent the common sense normal people in this state. I'm going to hold my nose and vote for Newt Bueller because, in my opinion, he's the least bad of the bunch.
You know, and that's the word we've been putting out, because I'm one of those who I deal with a lot of people who are very constitutional minded. And, you know, we've been trying to pull them out of the going libertarian or going for the constitutional party because, like you said, they're lucky to draw 3% if
right.
that. And so why, you know, why go ahead and vote for something that you'll never get when you can vote for something that's a little bit
maybe
of what
doable.
You get? Yeah, that's maybe doable. And yeah. I can tell you that I don't like a lot of the issues that he is very, you know, he waffles on, especially the Second Amendment
right.
issue. But I'll tell you what, as someone who's going in as a governor, he, I believe, would be much more fiscally conservative. How could you not be?
Well, yeah.
How could you not be unless you were just, you know, throwing money out the windows of the
exactly,
house, you know?
Yeah.
So this guy is going to be much more fiscally conservative. And so I'm asking all of you that if you had your druthers on voting for this guy, hold your nose, vote for him, and we'll complain about him for the next 4 years. And hopefully at the end of it, we'll find another Republican if he doesn't do a good job. But heck, he might do a good job. We really don't know.
Well,
you know, you send him up there.
Well, he can't be as bad as what we got.
He can't be as bad.
Consider this. Under Kate Brown, she's raised taxes on Oregonians by over $30 billion.
Incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. She's also partially responsible for the fact that Oregon has the third worst schools in the entire country.
The sixth worst place to live for taxes.
Yes.
Too. Yeah. I mean, yeah. We're bad on every category.
Every
we come out bad.
Every single issue, Oregon sucks. And it's due to a large degree to Kate Brown. And the other reason is that we have Democrats in control of virtually everything in this state.
Right.
They're in control of the House of Representatives. They're in control of the Senate. And they're in control of the governor's office. And, you know, this is an opportunity to bust that.
Oh, yeah.
And get back to some common sense governance. So,
and well, you know what would be really cool is if we elected a Republican governor in a state that's primarily Democrat, totally a blue, you know,
right.
for what we pulled on a popular vote. And yet the president, who is very unpopular in his state, never stepped a foot inside this state, and yet we may get a Republican governor
well,
at this point
I found it interesting. I was looking at one of the ads for Kate Brown. She's actually running against
yeah.
Donald Trump.
And she, yeah, like this guy's nothing even close to a Donald Trump, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know. I'm going to vote for Newt Bueller. I don't like him. I think he's disingenuous. I don't like the way he waffles on issues, but the bottom line is he's not Kate Brown.
And that's one for me for Newt Bueller, too.
Yeah. So next office is legislative offices. We got state representative, 9th District, Terry Greer, who's Republican, independent, libertarian, and Kathy McEwen, who's a Democrat. Now, it's hard to say a whole lot about Terry because she hasn't held public office, and we have no track record. The only thing we have to go on with her is what she says she'll do.
And she's endorsed by the Independent Party, which you may want to go back on since
right.
you just did that intro.
Right, yeah. So the Independent Party actually endorsed Terry Greer, which tells me that Kathy McEwen must have done something fairly horrible to tick off the liberals.
Or, Jim, maybe she's the token conservative, because every now and then they'll do that. They'll throw one conservative
right, yeah.
in there to make their
so
party
look. So they
can say
they're bipartisan.
We're independent.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Kathy McEwen, we know what we've got with Kathy McEwen. Now, I'm sitting here. I have in front of me campaign flyers from all the various candidates, and I'm beginning to believe that some of them must think that the bigger and more elaborate the flyer, the better chance they have of winning. I don't know. But all of the flyers, all of them, are nothing more than garbage because all of them speak in generalities. None of them give you any specifics. And, you know, it's really easy. I can go out there and I can say, well, I'm for more jobs.
Right.
Now, I'm for higher wages. I'm for this. I'm for that. Well, I look at people that say, okay, I'm for or against this, and then they explain to me why and how they're going to change things.
Right.
None of these flyers do any of that. They're both sides, whether I agree with candidate or not, all these flyers are nothing but propaganda and toilet paper.
Right, generalizations.
Yep. But I do have tangible stuff on Kathy McEwen.
She has a record, right?
She has a voting record. She voted to establish state net neutrality policy, which passed the House. That was House Bill 4155. Their version of net neutrality is allowing the government to determine what's appropriate and what isn't appropriate on the Internet. And I don't know about you folks, but I don't think the government should be involved in the Internet at all.
And considering what the mayor is allowing them to do in Portland, could you imagine what they would do to us on the Internet?
Oh, my God, yeah. She also voted to require coverage for abortions and contraceptives at taxpayer expense. She voted for that. So you get to pay for abortions whether you like it or not, thanks to Caddy. She also voted to prohibit the disclosure of immigration status. So employers can't ask immigration status. Cops can't ask immigration status. And yet we're overrun by illegal aliens. 22 million illegal aliens in this country. And Caddy McEwen votes that you can't even ask them if they're here illegally. And then she voted to establish a tax on the Oregon Health Plan insurance plans.
Oh, yeah, that was genius.
Yeah, well, isn't it the liberals and the Democrats that are out there whining about the, oh, my God, health care is just too expensive. We've got to do something to reduce the cost of health care. So what did they do? They passed Obamacare, and then Caddy McEwen votes to tax the premiums.
That was the Measure 101 that we voted on. And,
right.
And we voted for it like idiots. I don't know what's the matter with us.
I didn't vote it. I voted against
it. Yeah. When I say idiots, I meant the people who voted for it.
But
yeah.
The people voted for it. They voted for it for two reasons. Number one, they were given to believe that by taxing and now – don't come back on me with the logic on this, folks, because there is no logic. Their logic was, we'll tax the health care premiums to make health insurance more affordable.
You know, it's even worse. One of the clinics here in town had posters on the wall that said that if we didn't vote for this, that they were going to close down the emergency room to Bay Area Hospital, which was absolutely a lie.
It was a flat lie.
They should be able to be sued.
See, that's what liberals do. The liberals cannot tell the truth. If they told the truth, nobody'd even talk to them. So they have to lie. But she voted to increase to tax health insurance plans. She also voted to give financial aid to illegal alien students. Now, right now, we've got another 7,000 illegal aliens coming to invade the country, and this woman voted to give them financial aid?
And I got a lot of friends right now whose kids, they can't afford to send to college, and yet they want me to pay
for an illegal alien. Yeah.
Wow. Crazy lady.
Yeah. She also voted in favor of prohibiting businesses from asking job applicants about their criminal history. Who in the hell wants to hire a criminal? What? Assume you own a business, okay?
A daycare business, let's make it.
Yeah, a daycare business. You can't even ask the applicants if they've been busted for child molestation.
Right.
Thank you, Caddy. That was a real smooth move.
Well, if they're illegal, you can't ask them if they're here illegally, and you can't ask them if they're child molesters. Give them the job. Sounds like a good time.
Yeah. She also voted, and then this is one of the strange ones. You know, the LGBT crowd, the homosexuals, and the transgender bunch out there, under liberals, basically under Obama, because Obama changed the policies on determining whether somebody's normal or not, there has been therapy for years and years and years, probably longer than I've been alive, to treat people who believe they're homosexual or believe they're transgender. For years and years and years, up until probably the last 25 years, These two situations were considered aberrant behavior, and there was treatment for it, and the treatment, by and large, worked. Well, Caddy McEwen voted to prohibit any of that kind of treatment in the state of Oregon. So now if somebody thinks they're homosexual or thinks they're transgender, they can't even get medical help. Thanks to Kathy McEwen.
You know, it's not something I would ever force anyone into, but if they choose to do it, they should at least be allowed.
Well, isn't it the Democrats that talk about choice all the time?
Oh, yeah.
Have choice? Well, Kathy McEwen just voted to take that choice away from a lot of people. Thank you, Kathy. And then she also voted to establish the automatic voter registration. Now, think about that, folks. Automatic voter registration. You know what that is in reality? Oh, let's register illegal aliens to vote when they get their driver's license.
Right.
And that's what we've got now. But she didn't stop there. She also voted to allow illegal aliens to get driver's licenses without proof of residence.
Makes it going to be easy for them to vote, huh?
Well, that's what they're doing. And you know, the libs are always out there telling us, oh, well, there's no voter fraud. Well, why is it that a recent survey by, I forgot the agency, the Census Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
Census Bureau just did a survey and research. They claim there's over 3.5 million more voters registered than there are adults in the country.
All those dead people from Chicago, I guess.
Yeah, well, it's a Democrat way. We'll go out to the graveyard.
But, you know, you think about that. Okay, if you can't ask an illegal immigrant their legal status, but yet they go, because the DMV, they're at the DMV,
right.
They're getting their driver's license. You can't refuse them their driver's license, and you can't ask them their status, but at the same time, you have
register
to register them
to vote.
People, if you don't see a problem with this, you're blind, because that's nuts.
Yeah. And then, to top it off, she voted to reduce the voter registration age to 16. Now, on the one side, we're being told by the media and the liberals, oh, well, these young kids, they need to be forgiven for this and for that because they're young. But then they want to give them the power to vote?
Only the ones that live through their abortion craze.
The ones that survived the abortion. And, then, of course, she also voted for in-state tuition for illegal aliens, so the taxpayers get to cover the cost of that as well.
The college.
So Kathy McEwen, apparently, we know she's anti-gay.
She's the best
regardless
representative.
Of what she says. Kathy voted for
SB 719, I believe it was. The gun confiscation bill is what we call it. They call it the suicide prevention bill, and it doesn't prevent anything in suicides.
Right. Well, her excuse, I talked to her husband, Jeff, about that. And Jeff said, well, she voted for it because a guy named Boquist testified before the House. His son had committed suicide with a firearm.
Right.
And because he went and whined and sniveled in front of the House of Representatives, Kathy McEwen voted for 719. And 719 is nothing more than an unconstitutional effort to allow the government to confiscate your private property without due process.
An inanimate object. I guess if he would have hung himself, we would be doing the same thing with ropes.
Yeah. But, you know, what kind of an idiot holds an inanimate object responsible for human behavior? You know, if that kid wanted to kill himself, he could have found a lot of ways to do it. He just happened to choose a gun.
But there are websites on the internet that tells you exactly how to kill yourself.
Yeah.
You don't need a gun to do it.
And I think every liberal should visit that website.
Yeah.
But, this is what Kathy McEwen stands for. She's running all these commercials out there. Well, Kathy's one of us. She understands the South Coast. It's all crap. She goes up to Salem. She, over 90% of the time, Kathy McEwen has voted with the Portland Democrats and against the South Coast. Over 90% of the time. You decide who you want to vote for. Personally, I'm going to vote for Terry Greer.
Me too.
I want a little common sense. And we do need to take a break. We're running over time, as I normally do. We're going to give something away. This is my penance for running overtime on the break. This is from your locally owned McDonald's restaurants. They're located in Coos Bay, North Bend, one in Walmart and one in Reedsport. And what they are offering is some freebies and appreciation for you being their customers. I think it's kind of a cool deal. So what I have in my hot little hand here, I have a certificate for one free breakfast, lunch, or dinner extra value meal. It's a whole meal. One free small McCafe beverage. Another one for one free breakfast sandwich of your choice. And another one for one free dessert of your choice. As well as a sheet of coupons, which are on various products. It's in essence buy one, get one free. And I'm going to give all this away to caller number 3 at 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now, 541-267-2124. Be caller number 3, and you'll win all these goodies from your locally owned McDonald's restaurants. And we'll be right back.
And now your weekly car care tip from Tom's Bulldog Automotive.
Hi, I'm Tom from Tom's Bulldog Automotive in Coos Bay. How do you save money on brake work? Not by skimping, say the experts, who claim a bargain brake job seldom is a bargain. Instead, they say invest in the best brake service available, drive sensibly, and of course, practice preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance includes a periodic inspection of brake components to stay ahead of excessive wear of your brake rotors and drums. If you have squeaky brakes, they may be getting worn out and need to be replaced.
Make it a point now to have your brakes checked by Tom's Bulldog Automotive. They'll make sure your brakes are working properly and your car is in tip-top shape for the winter. Call them at Tom's Bulldog Automotive today at 541-269-0399. That's 541-269-0399. Or go to tomsbulldog.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 3rd year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so I have insomnia, but I've never slept better. And what's changed? Just a pillow. It's had such a positive impact on my life. And of course, I'm talking about MyPillow. I fall asleep faster, I stay asleep longer, and now you can too. Just go to MyPillow.com or call 800-919-6090. Use the promo code Hannity, and Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, has the special four-pack. Now you get 40% off 2 MyPillow premiums and 2 go-anywhere pillows. Now MyPillow is made here in the USA, has a 60-day unconditional money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com right now or call 800-919-6090, promo code Hannity, to get Mike Lindell's special four-pack offer. You get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows for 40% off, and that means once those pillows arrive, you start getting the kind of peaceful and restful and comfortable and deep healing and recuperative sleep that you've been craving and you certainly deserve. MyPillow.com, promo code Hannity. You will love this pillow.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I've been going down the official ballot and discussing the various candidates, and even though I don't endorse candidates, I've been telling people who I will vote for and why. I'm going to skip over all these judges because they're all running unopposed, and it's kind of counterproductive to even talk about it if they don't have an opponent. The next one is county commissioner. It's a nonpartisan county office. And hold on just a second. It's supposed to be a nonpartisan office, and yet one of Katie Eymann's campaign things makes it a point to state, well, she's the only Democrat running for commissioner. Well, she just defeated the whole purpose of a nonpartisan office. And I want to talk a little about the two commissioners that are running. It's Katie Eymann and John Sweet. John Sweet is the incumbent. He's the current commissioner. And I had John on a show. I had Katie on a show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, John Sweet has done some really boneheaded things.
Oh, really bad.
I don't like what he's done. And I've been very vocal about it here on this show. Those of you that listen know that I don't like some of the things he's done, particularly regarding the Bandon Marsh and right. regarding his efforts to set up a non-elected, non-accountable group to take taxpayer money and in essence, spend it any way they want because their charter is basically crap. It the way it's worded, it would not hold up in a court of law.
Right.
So John is not a perfect candidate, but then you got Katie Eymann.
Oh boy.
Now remember, Katie Eymann is the wife of Bill Bradbury. Bill Bradbury was in the Oregon legislature. He's the one that voted for all of these green weenie bills that basically, killed the economy on the South Coast. So I guess the only reason you can say that Katie's running is Bill didn't finish the job and she wants to finish it off.
We still have a heartbeat in our economy here in the South Coast and he just wants to completely kill that sucker.
Yeah. Well, she's against the LNG. When I asked her about illegal immigration, she gave the standard liberal line. Oh, well, we're all immigrants here. Well, we are, but the vast majority of us are legal immigrants. We are a nation of legal immigrants. We are not a nation of lawless, illegal invaders. And that's what she supports.
Right.
And then when she was on the show and we were talking about the economy and how great it's doing everywhere in the country except Coos County, she thought that the economy is doing well because of Obama's policies. And I'm going to tell you, folks, straight out, right from the shoulder, anybody that believes that is too damn stupid to hold public office. It's that simple. If she truly believes that, she is a complete idiot and much too stupid to deserve anybody's vote except for other stupid people like her.
Right.
But you know, how can you hold that kind of a thought? You got to be a complete idiot. So for myself, again, we're in a situation where you get a choice of bad or worse. I'm going to choose bad. I'm going to choose the least bad. I'm going to vote for John Sweet. I don't make any bones about it.
You know, I had to comment on this, Jim, because I talked to a lot of people who just cannot vote for John Sweet.
I understand why.
And they cannot vote for Katie Eyman, and I'm one of those. I'm going to be voting none of the above, and that's because John Sweet, I put him up for recall.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem with that.
Okay.
We go through this every election. People get in a snit, well, I can't vote for him, or I can't vote for her.
Right.
Here's the bottom line, folks. Only winners get to make the decisions.
Right.
If you don't vote, or if you write in somebody that has no chance whatsoever in hell of winning, you've just voted for the worst person.
I disagree with you on this.
Well, you can disagree all you want, but look at the exit polls. Look at the numbers. The people that don't vote are actually supporting the worst.
And here's it gets to my second point. There's a group of people out there who hate John so much that they're going to vote for Katie Eyman. And I'm not part of this group, but there are people out there because they think she's going to be a huge obstacle on the bench right now, because you've got three commissioners who are going along to get along. All three of them now are united. And so people think that she's going to be an obstacle because she's so crazy. In fact, they're counting on her being so crazy. So that's one of their ideas. And I, you know, as far as I can tell, Jim, I'm really not too far from believing that idea, because Katie is insane and I don't see her getting along with Bob or Melissa. John, however, is competent, a very competent man who can do a lot of things. And I think that a lot of things that he's going to do, I disagree with, and that's why I'm afraid of putting him in there. So that's my problem with this, Jim.
I understand what you're saying, Rob, but for myself, I don't like to leave it open, because the bottom line here, here's the reality, whether we all like it or not, Coos County cannot afford Katie Eyman. We cannot afford to let that woman win.
Right.
And the only way to be sure that she does not win is vote for John Sweet. That's right. That's
well,
my
I don't know if I agree with you, but I'll say okay.
That's my philosophy. Okay, let's move on. County Clerk Debbie Heller running unopposed. That's appropriate. She's doing a great job.
We can both agree on Debbie.
Yeah, we want to keep people that are doing the job, and she's doing the job and doing it extremely well. Next one is County Sheriff. We got the current sheriff, Craig Zanny, running against Mike Kennard. I've had both of them on the show. And here's the thing. Mike Kennard's a nice guy.
Right.
He's the kind of guy that you'd be happy to invite over for dinner. He's just a nice guy. But he is not capable and not qualified to be sheriff. He admitted right on the show he does not know anything about the job. And here's one of my concerns. He's been on the sheriff's department for 14 years.
Uh-huh.
In that 14 years,
right.
He has never taken any additional training. He's never enrolled in any of the many programs they have available to help him advance within the department.
All of that was a red flag for me.
Yeah, he never did any of that. He's been a jailer. From what I understand, he's a pretty good jailer.
And he's a nice guy.
I mean, a nice guy.
I wouldn't mind getting pulled over by a guy like that until he got out of his car, and you're like, holy geez, where did that giant come from?
Yeah, he's a big guy. Big guy. Kind of a gentle giant.
He don't even need a gun. He'd just scare you by looking at you.
But the thing is, he is just plain not qualified.
He's not ready.
The current sheriff, Craig Zanny, and I've got to give my disclaimer here. Craig and I have been friends for many, many years. But that has nothing to do with business, and Craig understands that.
Right.
And over those many years, he and I have disagreed sometimes pretty vehemently on various issues.
Right.
But he has been a great sheriff. He has put patrol officers back on the roads. He's got new equipment for the sheriff's department. He's enhanced the sheriff's department tremendously. He's done a great job. He's been a great sheriff. It's really that simple.
Right. Why would you fire someone who's doing what they needed to do and always has your back? The sheriff has our back on a lot of things.
He does, and people need to realize that. And You know, I'm going to vote for Craig, not because he's my friend, but because he's a damn good sheriff.
And you know how you can tell you're absolutely right on that? Is you're voting for John, and John ain't by no means your friend. I've seen what you've told John and how you've told him off. And so, you know, I know that you're not friends with him, but you're voting for him. That should prove to everyone.
This is not personal.
Right.
This is business.
Right.
I am concerned about what's best for the people. Not what I would personally desire.
I agree with you, yeah.
Okay. And we do have to take a break here, and when we come back, we'll finish up on that, and then we'll go to the ballot measure. So stay with us. I'll be right back.
Well, I was driving across town when my car got down, started lurching and trying to die. Well, luckily, there was a shop, and when it struggled to a stop, a nice fella met me right outside. I said, "Man, something's wrong. What the heck is going on?" He said, "I tell you this, I got no doubt. You just relax and don't you worry. We can fix it in a hurry because your car is what we're all about. We do it all."
Bayshore Auto and RV Repair, your one-stop shop for all your automotive and RV mechanical repairs. Stop by and see Jeff and his friendly staff on Bayshore Drive in Coos Bay.
Hey everyone, this is Rob from Basin Tackle, and we want to invite you to tune in every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for our Basin Tackle Outdoor Show. It's going to be an hour of fun, frivolity, and of course, fishing. We're also going to have hints, tips, and suggestions to help you catch more fish. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, we're going to have something for everyone with guests, call-ins, giveaways, and whatever else I can think of as I head into the studio. Remember, folks, that's Wednesdays at 3 p.m. brought to you by Basin Tackle, where we set you up for adventure and give you directions to get there.
Looking for a new or used firearm? You should get to know the friendly folks at World Pawn Exchange. Located at 1980 Sherman in downtown North Bend, World Pawn Exchange buys, sells, and trades firearms of all types. And with their extensive, ever-changing inventory, they could have just the right firearm for you. If they don't have that gun that you want in stock, they'll be more than happy to special order it for you. World Pawn Exchange in downtown North Bend, where you'll find more than you can possibly imagine.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the show. You know, I'm looking at the ballot here. I'm not going to get in to the various cities' ballot measures because the candidates.
Right.
Because, number one, we don't have time. Number two, the people that live in the city should already know pretty well.
And, you know, if you did Lakeside, by the time you got through, they'd be recalling them anyway. So.
Yeah, more than likely. So, same thing with the soil and water conservation. Almost all those people, nobody filed or they're running unopposed. So there's no point in discussion there. But here's the overview, folks, that you should be considering before you mark your ballot. Number one, you know, we're all selfish. That's a human trait, and we all want what's best for us. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but when you're voting, there's something else you need to take into account. Is it good for the community as a whole? Because
right.
I've learned over the years, if it's good for the community, it's good for me. I may not like the particular candidate or the particular measure, but if it's good to the community, ultimately we all win.
Right.
And
I think we've made that point here quite because of who we're, you know, like I'm
right.
voting for Bueller, who I, in any other circumstances, I'd never vote for.
I wouldn't even walk across the street to listen to that SOB speak.
Right. But we're doing this because it's better.
It's what's best for the
right.
people. And here's a reality in Oregon, particularly on the legislative races. Oregon is controlled by Democrats. We need to bust that cycle.
Yeah.
Look at where we're at with the Democrats. A session does not go by that they don't want to raise our taxes. They want more of our money in a multitude of ways. They want to infringe on our constitutional rights. They do it on a continuous basis. They repeatedly lie to us. And look at what Democrats have given us. They've given us the sixth worst economy in the country. They've given us the third worst school system in the country. And they're still not happy. They still want more. And this is not good for the people. And we here on the South Coast, we have very little voice in Salem. And with Kathy McEwen, we've got virtually no voice in Salem because statistically, she votes with the Portland Democrats over 90% of the time. And I went through some of the votes, and that wasn't, I had to condense that. I could have done probably 10 pages.
Oh, yeah, easily.
Of her votes, at least half of which are really boneheaded, and I can be really critical. But I picked on the ones that are going to have the most negative impact on the people. Apparently, Caddy thinks that we should let illegal aliens in and feed them, house them, clothe them, educate them, and give them medical care out of your pocket.
Gosh, that sounds like a great country.
Well, that's what she's voted for consistently. And if you're tired of the illegal invasion, then Caddy's not the one for you. Bueller, I don't even know where that guy stands on immigration. He's been back and forth on it.
I know, and even almost every one of the issues, it's hard to really nail this guy down on what he's going to do. And, you know, he's only got his voting record that we have from when he served in office. But
yes, but when you look at his voting record, which I did,
mm-hmm.
You cannot tell if he's a Republican or Democrat by his voting record.
That's sad.
You can't tell.
That's sad.
So he's, you know, I don't call him a Republican. He's a nothing running for governor, but he's a hell of a lot better than Kate Brown.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
30 billion better.
One of my cats that died 15 years ago is better than Kate Brown. So that's where we're at on the candidates, and use your common sense, folks. Forget about all of the advertising. You know, most of these political ads you see from both sides are nothing but lies. They pick and choose their so-called facts, and none of them are believable. So I just totally ignore all the campaign literature, all of the advertising on TV and radio and in the papers. Both sides lie. Look at what's going to be best for the community. Look what's going to be best for the state. Look what's going to be best for the country. We're at the top of the hour. We're going to hear from some of our sponsors and get some more lying drivel from the lamestream media. So put on your brain filters, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. Last hour, we went over the various candidates for various offices. Now I want to get into the ballot measures. And we're going to start with Measure 102. 102 would amend the Oregon Constitution and allow local bonds for financing affordable housing with non-governmental entities. Now, think about that, folks. What they're saying is they want to use your tax money, give it to private companies to build what they call affordable housing.
Now, this is after they've created all these rules and regulations that keep developers from building those houses in the
right.
First place.
So. Yeah, we've got all these silly rules. Well, you can't build here, you can't build there. Oh, and you can build here if you do this, this, and this. Why in the hell do we want to give taxpayer money to private companies to do anything? That is not the job of government. Government is supposed to spend your money on things that are appropriate for government. I'm going to vote a resounding no on that. That is the most boneheaded thing I've ever heard of, using taxpayer money to build so-called affordable housing. And if you want to know what affordable housing looks like, get online and Google the projects in Chicago.
There you go.
Then you will see what affordable housing is. It's a war zone. It's lowlifes. It's drug dealers. It's high crime. Do we want to use taxpayer dollars to support that?
In fact, Jim, back in the 40s and the 50s, they spent billions of urban renewal money, federal urban renewal dollars, to build those inner city projects, which caused white flight, as a matter of fact, you know, because people were leaving the inner cities. And that's what we got, is the inner cities that we have today.
That's right. And now Oregon wants to do it to the whole state.
Yeah, I'm voting no on Measure 102 myself.
You know, you don't give taxpayer dollars to private entities, period. If they want to do something about affordable housing, the government can do plenty to create affordable housing. Basically, back off on some of your boneheaded regulations.
I like how they take from private entities to give to private entities. But yet,
And then we've got Measure 103. It amends the Constitution. It prohibits taxes or fees based on transactions for groceries. Now, there's been all kinds of TV advertising. There's been pundits out there shooting off their mouth and basically lying through their teeth. Five times the criminals in Salem have tried to tax our groceries, and five times we shut them down. This would prohibit that from ever happening again. These are the same liberals, the bleeding heart, touchy-feely liberals that they want to take care of the poor. Well, just who in the hell is taxes on groceries going to impact the most?
Right.
The poor people.
The poor people.
It doesn't make any sense at all. Why would you tax groceries? It's a basic human need. None of us can live without food.
And they're not talking about getting rid of our income tax or our property taxes.
No.
They're just adding another
tax.
They
want to add another tax.
Why would you give them that?
And this one's going to hit the poor people more than it is anybody else. You know, you got to be a complete idiot to want to tax food. And then all these groups, you know, you can kind of tell whether or not it's a good proposal by looking who's supporting and who's opposing.
Yeah.
I found it interesting that AARP, you know, they're the ones that supported Obamacare. The League of Women Snivelers, you know, they've supported every whack job left-wing idea that came down the pike. You know, these are the people that are supporting it. They don't give a rat's behind about you. They don't care that the cost of groceries would go up. All they care about is, oh, well, we get more money. That's a bottom line. So, and then we got Measure 104. This also is a constitutional amendment, and it expands the application of requirement that 3/5 legislative majority approve bills that raise revenue. Now, we already have a law on the books that requires a 3/5 majority for revenue bills, right?
Oh, yeah.
But what the criminals in Salem have done, they've done an end run around it by doing two things. Number one, instead of calling them new taxes or new revenue, they call them fees. User fees.
That's like Clinton. What is the definition of is?
Exactly. They've tried to change the terminology, but they've raised our taxes basically in violation of the existing law. This makes it a constitutional amendment, so they can't weasel it. The other thing the crooks in Salem have done is every time they do this, which they know is illegal, believe me, they're aware, then they immediately put an emergency clause on it so that people have no say.
Isn't that nice?
So they basically, they lock the people's voice out of the discussion. And voting yes on 104 is going to stop them from doing that. In other words, they can't raise your taxes without your permission. 105, repeals a law limiting use of state and local law enforcement resources to enforce federal immigration laws. And again, there's so much going on out there that is just positively untrue. Here in Oregon, we're a sanctuary state because of the existing law. Law enforcement cannot do anything to enforce illegal immigration. And look at what it's done to us. It's given people like Hattie McEwen an opportunity to give away your money to people that shouldn't even be in the country to begin with. Illegal aliens account for higher crime rates, increased diseases. They're a burden on the taxpayers, and they shouldn't be in the country to begin with.
I was just going to say they're a criminal by definition because they broke our law to get here, and then we give them favors for breaking the law. It's the craziest system I've ever heard of. I mean, it's like taking crackheads and taking them down to a crack house once we arrest them. Why would you do something like this?
Yeah, and again, this is going to restore some common sense. If people are in this country illegally, if they commit crimes, we need to get rid of them. And this will allow us to do that, but the liberals don't want us to get rid of illegals. They don't care if they come here and kill people and rape people. Hell, right here in North Bend, several years ago, we had an illegal alien kill two people. Shouldn't have even been in the country. And the restaurant that employed him, I've not set foot in that place since, nor will I ever go there again.
Right.
Their food was good, but if they're going to employ illegal aliens, they don't get my money.
And I can tell you right now, along the Southwest, and I know this because I was a supervisor, a regional supervisor for a major company out there, there's a lot of companies who are hiring these illegal aliens, and they know they're illegal aliens, and they know they're not going to ask for raises and benefits because they're going to use that illegal status against them, and they're populating their entire workforce with these people, and they're firing good, legitimate American workers. And I've seen this done.
It's happening all across the country.
The Levi's factory, the last Levi's factory they had was in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And when they fired everyone, part of the reason was they had a tuberculosis outbreak because of one of the illegal aliens in the factory. So
right.
That tells you right there the problems that they're having. And this, by the way, was back in early 90s when this happened.
Right. And if you look right now, Centers for Disease Control has an interesting map on their website. It shows disease outbreaks across the country and things like tuberculosis, typhus, dysentery, a lot of diseases that we don't even think about in America because they've been pretty much eradicated. They're making a comeback. And when you look at that map, what you see is the concentration of these diseases are in predominantly the Democrat-controlled larger cities with a high illegal alien population.
Right.
So they're bringing diseases. Do you want your kids to die from tuberculosis or some other disease that we wiped out years ago? If you want your kids to die from disease, then I would vote no on 105.
And then, Jim, you got to combine that with the fact there's a new wave of people who are not getting their children immunized. And
right.
Now they've got an outbreak. I believe it was scarlet fever. I forget what school back east, because the kids aren't getting inoculated.
That was in Pennsylvania.
Was that in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
I thought it was. And so you combine that with the new illegal aliens coming in with these diseases to the fact that people aren't getting their children immunized, we're going to have a huge problem.
We're going to have a real problem. For myself, I'm going to vote yes on 105.
Yes on 105.
Common sense. Now, you know, this is not a political thing. This is common sense, folks. And then 106, it amends the Constitution. It prevents spending public funds directly or indirectly for abortions. Now, there are some exceptions, you know, to save the life of the mother. There's common sense exceptions in there, you know, rape, incest. This is a common sense thing, folks. And why in the hell should taxpayers pay for abortions for women that are too irresponsible to act properly? You know, here's the thing on abortion. I personally don't give a rat's behind about abortion. If you look at the statistics, most of the women that get abortions are liberals, and if they want to kill off the next generation of liberals, I can't see a downside to that. However,
I agree with you there.
However, let them pay for it themselves.
Right.
Why in the hell should I be held accountable to pay for some woman or a guy's irresponsibility?
Right.
You know, it used to be if a woman got pregnant, the guy that impregnated her was held accountable for just as accountable as she was.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we've dispensed with that, and now they've decided, well, abortion is a woman's health issue. When did pregnancy become a disease?
Right.
I mean, this is stupid.
We found the cure. I mean, I think we know the answer to this.
Well, I know the answer. Hold an aspirin between your knees. You'll never get knocked up. It's really simple. 106, that's a definite yes, because it's just common sense. Why do we support people making improper decisions over and over and over? That's the question. Why would we do that? That's stupid.
And you know, that's the majority why I'm against socialized medicine overall. You know,
exactly.
I went to the fair and I watched these guys on motorcycles flinging themselves 30 feet in the air.
Right.
And the first thing I thought is, I don't want to pay for this.
Yeah.
I don't want to pay for these guys. If they want to fling themselves 30 feet in the air, great. But when they end up in the emergency room, make them pay for it.
Yeah, I don't want to have to pay for it.
Yep.
And that's the thing. I don't care if women want to get abortions. Fine, go ahead. It's your life. But don't expect me to pay for it. And that's what it comes down to. And all you folks listening, if you're pro-abortion, even so, why should somebody else pay the bill for somebody else's irresponsible act? Because that's what it comes down to. With all the birth control available today, there is no excuse for any woman getting pregnant except individual personal irresponsibility and expecting the rest of us to foot the bill for her mistakes, and I don't want to do that.
And you know, Jim, you were talking about being pro-abortion. You know how you say you don't care, but you're not pro-abortion, because that's such a bad term.
Right.
And yet there are people out there, I forget the actress who was bragging on TV, oh, I'm going to go get an abortion, heck, I might get two, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, you look at that and you think, what is that doing to our young women out there that they think that they can throw away their children like this, and it's okay because the lady on the TV is a star and she's doing
well,
it herself.
This is one of my arguments that I've used for years, and it's still valid. How can it be okay to kill an unborn baby, and yet it's not okay to kill a convicted murderer?
Right.
You know, the same people that want to murder babies are the same ones that are out there demonstrating against the death penalty. Does that make any sense to anybody?
I agree with you.
Now, we've got two county measures. The first one is 6-168. It repeals the Coos County Ordinance on the Urban Renewal District on the North Spit. And again, there's been a lot of misinformation and a lot of lying going on out there. So I'm going to simplify this so everybody can understand. Urban renewal sets a threshold on taxes in a specified area so that no matter what taxes do, if they go up, the people within that area only pay up to that specified threshold. The balance ostensibly goes into a savings account, which will ultimately be used for whatever enhancements they want to do in the urban renewal district.
Right.
That's the way it works. Now, here's my problem with it. Number one, all too often, a lot of that urban renewal money, which is in essence tax dollars,
right,
is being given to private entities. I don't think tax dollars that we the people pay to government should be used to enhance any private business.
Right.
It is not the job of government to pick winners and losers. It is the job of government to offer an even playing field and let the chips fall where they may. Now, the other problem with the urban renewal is, since they are not paying the full taxation amount, government still needs money to run.
Right.
So what do they do? The taxes on the rest of us go up accordingly to backfill what they're setting aside. So urban renewal is a scam. It's always been a scam. All it does, and if you read the urban renewal laws, they can use that money for virtually anything they want.
Mittens for kittens, anything they want.
Absolutely.
Maybe they'll give some illegal aliens some abortions with it, you know?
I don't know. And they could legally do that.
Of course, with Kate Brown still around, right?
Yeah. But urban renewal is a scam. It's always been a scam. It was designed as a means to create a pot of money that the politicians could spend with impunity on anything they wanted to. It's a bad idea. It needs to be repealed.
And you know, the thing about this one here is they've got several projects that they've got. They want to use this urban renewal money, and they're going to use up to $35, $37 million
right.
is their maximum. A lot of those are in this urban renewal area. They're going to have to, because the LNG project is going in, they're going to have to bolster up and build up that infrastructure
right.
they have over there. So they want to put in sewer lines. They want to put in water lines. They've got a gas line they want to do. And that's perfectly fine, except that it's going to be used for a private business. And so they should either have the private business pay for that extra infrastructure and not the citizens of Coos County, or have the utilities do it themselves, since the utility is going to make the extra money.
Exactly.
Here's the problem I have with one of their other projects. They want to spend, I forget how many millions of dollars, to build up the Trans-Pacific Parkway.
Right.
That sounds like a great idea, because we need to do it. However, we've already paid for those tax dollars. We've already given money to the Department of Transportation and the County Roads Department, and it's a county road, so that money should already be there to maintain and build that road. And if they use the urban renewal money, all they're doing is double dipping on our taxes. Here's something else. All of you just got your tax bill in the mail. If you look at your urban renewal areas and all the taxes that go to urban renewal, there's probably about three or four lines on your tax bill. I know there were on my tax bill, and 10% of the bill, in my bill was about $1,600. 10% of that bill, another $150, $160, was for the urban renewal area. Now, only 81 cents went to the Coos County urban renewal area, and I'm sure people looked at it and said, well, that's not a lot of money. Well, right now, they're only $120,000 in debt, because they're getting ready to be paid off, because that's why this county commissioners
right.
had to renew it. Well, once they go into $30 million in debt, that's a 300% increase. So your bill is going to go up 300% from that 81 cents that I just paid. So that's what you're looking at. So your bill for urban renewal is going to be around another $150 for that area well.
And there's another aspect of that. They use that money for bonding.
Right.
They purchase bonds with that money. Well, bonds require an interest payback.
Yep.
So basically, not only are they taking the money away from the taxing entity in general,
right,
but it's going to cost the taxpayers even more to pay the interest on the bond. So it's a lose-lose any way you cut it.
Right.
And they go out there and they use all this flowery language to try to convince you it's a good thing. And basically it's a ripoff, pure and simple. It's a ripoff.
Oh, and you'll love this. They have $500,000 just designated for feasibility studies.
You know, feasibility. We, you know, in a 32 years I've lived in Coos County, I've heard feasibility study more than I ever had the whole rest of my life before
me
that.
Me too. I agree.
Feasibility studies create nothing. They're a waste of money. It's pouring money down a rat hole, and they want to do feasibility studies for everything because none of them are smart enough to look at something, do a basic common sense analysis, and determine whether or not it's a good thing. And there are a handful of people locally that have made a handsome living off the taxpayers through feasibility studies. And how many jobs have they created with feasibility studies in the last 30 years? I have the numbers. Exactly zero.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's about right. That's
so,
the score.
And then the last ballot measure, it's an advisory question on marijuana taxation. It says, in your opinion, should your county be able to tax the commercial growing of recreational and medical marijuana? That's a no-brainer. It's a tax.
Right.
The answer's no. Why in the hell do you have to tax everything that moves or breathes?
And what kills me is they're asking a question about a question that should be asked. I mean, just ask us
yeah.
whether you want to pay the tax or not, and then we'll tell you yes or no. Why they're doing this is absolutely ludicrous.
It's stupid. It's stupid. You know, I look at this, and so many of these issues can be resolved just by common sense. Ordinary folks, you folks listening to my voice today, most of you are capable of making decisions on a lot of this stuff that they're asking the voters to vote on. Well, use your common sense. Vote on it according to common sense. Do you want to pay more taxes? Do you want to have your rights infringed? Do you want to give government more power? Do you want to allow the country to be open to illegal alien invaders, along with all of the diseases and the crime and the additional expense that's accrued because of that? Use your common sense, folks. Use your common sense. It's really that simple. And we're at the bottom of the hour, so let's take a break. And when we come back, I want to kind of give an overview of some of the stuff that's going on. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole in the Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
Hi, Danny at Far West Tire and Auto here. With the cold, harsh winter months behind us and summer right around the corner, you want to make sure your tires are ready for your adventure. Whether it's off-roading, a drive up the coast, or to the mountains, you want to drive with confidence that only Cooper Tires can provide. With a wide selection of Cooper Tires, Far West Tire and Auto has all your tire needs covered. Stop by Far West Tire and Auto on Highway 101 Coos Bay. Always the right tire, always the right price.
The RV business is booming at the Boomin' Y, and Gibbs RV is looking for nice pre-owned RVs to consign or buy. Gibbs RV makes it so simple. They will come to your location, give you a fair appraisal, and help take care of all the paperwork. It doesn't get any easier than that. So let the professionals at Gibbs RV take the hassle out of selling or consigning your RV. Stop by and see them today at 1845 Ocean Boulevard in Coos Bay by the Big Boomin' Y in Empire, or check them out at GibbsRV.com.
Looking for a new or used firearm? You should get to know the friendly folks at World Pawn Exchange. Located at 1980 Sherman in downtown North Bend, World Pawn Exchange buys, sells, and trades firearms of all types. And with their extensive, ever-changing inventory, they could have just the right firearm for you. If they don't have that gun that you want in stock, they'll be more than happy to special order it for you. World Pawn Exchange in downtown North Bend, where you'll find more than you can possibly imagine.
In just a fast few minutes from right now, you can have life insurance for up to $500,000 without taking a medical exam and without leaving your home. We're Fast Life, and we're going to make this easy and fast. Odds are that you don't have enough insurance, or you're paying way too much for what you got, or you don't have any, and that's not good. Listen, nobody likes to think about life insurance, but we're grown-ups now, so call and protect your family. 1-800-254-9567, or go to fastlife.life. You've got insurance? That's great, but you may be able to get more coverage and pay less than what you're paying now. And with no medical exam, you can get it right over the phone, and that's fast. Faster than a speeding bullet? No, but fast. And we also said we make it easy. So call and get quotes, then submit an application over the phone, and that's it. And that's easy. Get approved, and coverage starts instantly. And that's fast. Faster than the speed of light? No, but fast. Call 1-800-254-9567 or go to fastlife.life. Fastlife.life. It's revolutionary. It's Fast Life.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road. In your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Are your medical bills piling up due to cancer or another serious illness? You are not alone. Many people face this challenge. Here's how Coventry Direct can help. You can receive an immediate cash payment by selling your life insurance policy. If you have $100,000 or more of life insurance, you may be eligible to sell your policy, even a term policy. To find out if you qualify, call Coventry Direct today at 1-800-510-2800 to speak to one of our policy specialists. That's 1-800-510-2800. The cash you receive from selling your policy can be used to help pay medical bills or whatever you choose to give you financial security and peace of mind. Call Coventry Direct at 1-800-510-2800 or visit us at CoventryDirect.com. Coventry Direct, giving you the cash you need when you need it most. Coventry Direct is a marketing company and will refer qualified policies to a licensed entity.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I want to switch gears here a little bit. You know, the big news today, of course, has been this so-called migrant caravan coming up through Mexico from Honduras. And if you listen to the pundits, oh, well, these poor people, they're fleeing abysmal conditions in their country, and they're just looking for asylum in America. Well, I'm going to tell you some things, and I have researched this heavily, folks. I've been on this for well over a week. 90% of what you are hearing from the media is blatant lies about this caravan. Number one, this is an army of invaders, any way you cut it. They were paid for. I have seen four videos of people circulating among these so-called migrants, paying them off to come up here. Number two, they are not peaceful. They've been attacking Mexican police officers, and they've been robbing grocery stores along the way.
And they're mostly young men. Did you notice
that? They're mostly young men. Number three, Homeland Security has already busted out over 100 of them. There are Islamic terrorists that are mingling with these so-called refugees.
Oh, I didn't hear that one.
Oh, yeah, over 100 of them.
Whoa, wait, you're out of, they said there's a group of 2,000.
7,000.
7,000 now,
right.
And 200
100.
Of them. 100. That's still an incredible percentage of people. Wow.
Yeah. Well, the terrorists figure, okay, this is a good means to get into the country because, you know, we Americans are stupid and we're going to allow our heartstrings to overcome our common sense and let these people in, so we'll let terrorists in as well. That was their philosophy. But virtually everything you've heard about that caravan is lies. It's a paid group. There are a bunch of activists in there. In fact, one of the articles I read late last night, they had taken pictures and identified the various activists that are within this group and who those activists represent. This is not a spontaneous thing, folks. This is a well-organized invasion of the United States, and I hope to God Donald Trump puts troops on the border, and in my opinion, he shouldn't just close the border. We should shoot any of these people coming across.
Absolutely.
Now, the other aspect of this that the media is not telling anybody, these so-called refugees are in violation of federal law from the get-go, because federal law says if you apply for refugee status, you must apply to the first country you come to that allows that application. In this case, it would be Mexico.
Right.
But they don't want asylum in Mexico. They want to come to the United States. And I read several interviews with some of these people. Mm-hmm. Every interview I read was for the same thing. They want the jobs. They want the health care. They want the education. And they want you and me to pay for it.
Well, according to they're lucky because Brown's going to give it to them. So why not?
Well, so is Catty McEwen. Yeah. Catty McEwen's already voted to give them all that stuff.
You know, she's the best representative Mexico has. I keep saying
she is.
That.
You know, Catty ought to run for representative in Mexico because she seems to like illegal aliens so much. But This is the thing, folks. Nothing about that is as it's being portrayed. This is nothing more than an organized invasion, period.
It even looks like an invasion when you see them on the bridge and they're pushing the gates.
I mean,
what else is that?
Well, and then the other hot issue is this guy named Khashoggi, supposedly a journalist for the Washington Post. Even the media can't explain explain how, but Obama and Clinton weren't responsible in any way for leaving 30 Americans to die in Benghazi without aid and then covering it up. But now they're all concerned about Khashoggi, who, number one, again, I did an awful lot of research, and a lot of my research, I'll tell you, I read a lot of newspapers and watched a lot of videos out of Europe. In Europe, it's pretty well understood this Khashoggi was a spy. He was a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. I verified that. He was a friend of Osama bin Laden. I verified that. He worked as a spy, and the reason the Turks released that tape, which they haven't released, they keep saying, oh, they released a tape. Well, this so-called tape, nobody's seen it.
Right.
Nobody's seen it. The media keeps referring to it, but nobody's seen it.
Oh, you know, and that goes back to the motive. Why would the Arabs do this in the first place? And everything you just said, and I have been reading up on that too, led me to believe that the reason they wanted to do this is because of his act, spying activity.
The Turks are looking for an edge to trash Saudi Arabia, because Saudi Arabia has been pretty much playing the game with America while Erdogan in Turkey has this vision of reestablishing the Ottoman Empire.
Right.
So he sees Saudi Arabia as an obstacle to that. So he's looking at anything to try to make Saudi Arabia look bad, and this popped up, and they're using it for an excuse. But why? The question we need to ask ourselves in this country, because tell you the truth, I don't really give a rat's behind what Turkey does or what happens in Saudi Arabia. But here's the reason that we should be concerned about it. Right now, we've got Hollywood, we've got a bunch of weak-kneed politicians, and we've got the media creating a major deal. Oh, Khashoggi, he was tortured and killed. Well, we don't really know that. We assume that, but we don't know it as a factual basis because there are no facts at this point.
In fact, we know very little, almost nothing.
No, I mean, all we know is what the pundits have told us. But the question is, where in the hell was the media and Hollywood and academia and the Democrats when Hillary Clinton blatantly refused to send aid? Now, she knew about the situation in Benghazi. We have the traffic on that.
Right.
She knew about it, and she and Obama both elected to do nothing and allow 30 Americans to die. Where was the 24/7 coverage on that?
And we're talking about an ambassador, not someone who came
Chris
to this.
Yeah, Chris Stevens. You know, he wasn't just an ordinary citizen. He was a United States ambassador. Hillary Clinton and a Barack Hussein Obama allowed him to be killed because it suited their agenda. And then they flat lied about it for months afterward. You know, if you want to hold somebody accountable for somebody getting killed in a foreign country, maybe we should bring up Obama and Hillary on charges. And don't forget, Khashoggi is not even an American citizen. And he was not a journalist. They would have you believe he was a journalist.
Well, by American standards, he's a journalist. Yeah, I mean, you know.
He wrote an opinion column for the Wall Street Journal, and now they're calling him a journalist. But this whole thing, it's a scam, it's pure BS, and it was put on by the media and the liberals, basically, to try to blame Trump. Because if you listen to them this morning, they're all finding an angle. Oh, well, you know, Khashoggi was killed, and it was all Trump's fault. Without a single fact, it's just like, you know, Kavanaugh was a sexual abuser without any evidence. Trump colluded with the Russians without any evidence. It's gotten to the point in America, folks, that just because somebody makes an allegation, there is no assumption of innocence.
Right.
There is no due process. It's basically mob rule.
And, you know, that didn't work for Robespierre. In the end, he got his head cut off, too.
He did.
You know, think about it.
Yeah. Let's take a break on time for a change, and we'll give something away. This is from the Lucky Star Chinese restaurant. I don't need to talk a whole lot about them because I think everybody knows where they're at. They're put a new mark on Highway 101. They're open Monday through Sunday, 6 days a week from 11 in the morning.
Tuesday through Sunday.
Tuesday through Sunday. They're closed Monday.
Closed Monday.
Okay, they're closed Monday. And the reason we know that is Rob used to stop there on the way home after the show.
They started to close because I stopped there.
You're screwed. Anyway, they open every day but Monday from 11 to 9:30 in the evening. You can dine in, you can carry out, or they deliver. And they're offering their house special dinner, which includes barbecued pork, sweet and sour pork, fried shrimp, a spring roll, pork fried rice, and pork chow mein. It's a huge meal. You can feed three people, so whoever wins this, take a couple people with you. You're going to need all of you to eat the food. I'm going to give this away to caller number 3 at 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now, 541-267-2124. Be caller number 3, and you can win this humongous house special dinner from Lucky Star Chinese Restaurant. And we'll be right back.
Oregon, it's Rob from Basin Tackle. Don't forget to tune in to KWRO or KWRO.com every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for your premier Southern Oregon radio program, The Basin Tackle Outdoor Show, where we set you up for adventure and give you directions to get there. Yeah, I left my heart in Oregon.
Well, I was driving across town when my car got down, started lurching and trying to die. Well, luckily there was a shop, and when it struggled to a stop, a nice fella met me right outside. I said, man, something's wrong. What the heck is going on? He said, I tell you this, I got no doubt. You just relax and don't you worry. We can fix it in a hurry because your car is what we're all about. We do it all.
Bayshore Auto and RV Repair, your one-stop shop for all your automotive and RV mechanical repairs. Stop by and see Jeff and his friendly staff on Bayshore Drive in Coos Bay.
Slip away to the tropics. The tropical decor at the new Copacabana, North Bend's newest and friendliest night spot. The Copacabana is located at 645 Virginia Avenue and features not only a full-service bar for all your favorite adult beverages, but offers hamburgers, seafood, and appetizers to satisfy your munchies. They're open from 5 till midnight Monday through Thursday and 5 till 2:30 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. At the Copacabana, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights are special with a live DJ for your dancing and listening pleasure. That's the Copacabana, 645 Virginia in North Bend. Stop by tonight.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the show. You know, we the people, predominantly through apathy, have enabled the Democrats and the liberals to open borders, create sanctuary cities, raise our taxes, give us government-run health care. They've established suicidal trade deals, economics that defy common sense, and an essentially destructive anti-American agenda. And now they're sicking their mobs of knuckle-draggers on normal people. Or as Hillary Clinton might say, give us back our power and we'll start acting like civilized human beings again. She actually said that, folks. If you don't give us back our power, we will destroy America. It's your call. That's what she's telling us. And then, of course, that idiot Eric Holder added, and we will kick you and kick you and kick you. Well, Eric, come on down and start kicking me. I would love that. One of us would go in the ground, and it ain't going to be me. This is why this upcoming election is so important, folks. The Democrats must not be allowed to gain power again, at least not in the foreseeable future in our lifetimes. The Democrats have gone radically far left, and their tactics are straight out of the Saul Alinsky playbook. Alinsky was mentored by Al Capone enforcer Frank Nitti, if you didn't know that. A little something I discovered in my research. And there was one mob specialty that Alinsky took to like a fish to water. It was extortion. Extortion is the obtaining of something, whether it be money or property or power, through coercion using threats of violence. Alinsky's book, Rules for Radicals, is basically an in-depth instruction manual on how to extort your way to political power. And that's exactly what the Democrats are currently attempting to do, extort their way back to political power. What they're actually saying is, you put us back in power or we're going to tear your country apart. That's the message you're sending. Look at the Antifa idiots. Look at the demonstrations on the college campuses. Look at what's happening when normal people go out anywhere in public. They're attacked by these screaming, whining idiots. This is not civility. This is not the way things are supposed to work. The thing is, you got to be as crazy as they are in order to want Democrats back in power. They're demonstrating to us right now exactly what they are. Look at the Kavanaugh thing. They lied and lied and lied. They decided he was guilty with absolutely zero evidence. And even though their evidence has proven to be false, they're still whining. Same thing with Donald Trump, the Russia collusion. Where's the evidence? They make something up, and then they run with it, and all of their flunkies in Hollywood and the lamestream media and academia jump on the bandwagon, and they start screaming the same tune. And they expect people to believe it, even though they have nothing to support the position. And then they get all upset and they want to attack normal people because they see through the ruse. Does that make any sense to anybody? You know, you'd have to dislike more and better jobs. You'd have to dislike higher wages. You'd have to dislike lower taxes. You'd have to dislike safer streets and more money in your pocket in order to support Democrats this election cycle. You'd have to prefer crime in the streets and higher taxes and fewer jobs and less money. And if that's what you really want, then by all means, vote for Democrats, because that's what they're offering. They have nothing else. Now, with all that's going on in our social and political culture, especially the unmasking of what liberals in the Democrat Party are now demanding, it wouldn't be too difficult to imagine an America ruled by the left, the liberal Democrat Party. The classic liberal would advocate constitutional republicanism, a limited government with basic inalienable rights entrusted upon its people, shared equally by all of its citizens of all races and bestowed by God. It was envisioned by our founders that all of us were created equal before the law and then allowed to be let loose to become all you can be with limited government and very few limits on you. That was what many of us fought to reestablish in the 60s and 70s. Those of you like me that are old enough to remember that. But liberalism and the Democrat Party have changed over the years. They've changed into something that's no longer recognizable. More likely, they were stolen by radical groups that waited for their opportunity to affect docile and pliable generation that's more concerned with getting high than they are about learning about anything important. Liberals have amassed a lot of power over the decades. They've almost completely taken over the media, the entertainment industry, and academia. The Internet's proven difficult for them because they fear the totally free exchange of ideas. They cannot survive in the area of ideas. And if you look back over the last 25 years or so, what you see is almost all of the liberal policies that have been inflicted on the American people have not been done legislatively. They've been done through the courts.
Right.
They can't get their crap past the lawmakers and past public opinion, so they go out and they get a bunch of tame judges and they stick it to us that way. Roe v. Wade's a prime example.
No kidding, right?
You know? So what they can't do in the proper manner, they do by sliding behind your back. So the Internet's got to go. That's why this whole thing on net neutrality, they cannot have an entity out there that's allowing open discussion where all voices are heard. If you can't control that, they lose, and they know that. You know, Hillary Clinton's candidacy represented a culmination of many years of indoctrination, misinformation, and brainwashing, and they were really, really close to getting that troll elected. How else could they have responded to a Trump presidency? They've gone out there and they've accused Trump of everything from the crucifixion of Christ to the killing of Cock Robin. None of it stuck, but the accusations remain and they continue doing it to this day. Liberals live in a bizarre world of contradictions, intolerance, violence, and a narrow-minded world of strict conformity. They're intellectually dishonest, without principle, continually in search of the perfect road to utopia where none exists. You know, if you listen to liberals, give them their way, it's going to be a peaceful world full of butterflies and unicorns. Of course, my opinion is I don't want unicorns crapping in my front lawn.
Right.
Duh. It's a creed that feeds on emotion. They cannot pass their agendas based on empirical evidence or based on fact. They have to do it predicated on emotion. That's their only approach to debate. They advocate and promote a strong centralization of all political power that would be massive in size. Look at the Soviet Union. That's what they want to turn us into. To them, what's good for New York and Los Angeles is also good for Omaha, Nebraska, and Coos County, Oregon. This is the way they push their agenda. Liberals want freedom for moral consequence, and they promote a collectivist, totalitarian state to achieve it. They freely use catchy phrases like social justice to dupe the masses into thinking it's going to be some new and better world. And the liberal today clings to the socialist Marxist principles in spite of decades of failure. It's their religion, folks. It's no longer politics. It has become their religion. Liberals make the state their god. They won't accept any other gods. They believe that government can solve all the problems, meet all the needs, material, social, or spiritual. This is what they're after. They use their god to totally reinvent culture and society and eliminate all moral precepts. This is an essential element to necessitate change, a transformation of the American culture. When you eliminate God, you eliminate the proposition that God is above human government. Just saying Merry Christmas nowadays sends a lot of liberals into a tizzy. They can't deal with it. To destroy a nation, you first have got to destroy the culture and that nation's beliefs. And that's exactly what they're doing. All you got to do is turn on the talking heads at 6 o'clock every evening. And this, you know, that'll reinforce what I've just said. Judeo-Christianity is a natural antagonist of liberals because it's the perfect balance between the social contract and government. As a result of our Judeo-Christian heritage, we have self-government. Not in spite of it. There was no need for an imperious tyrannical state with self-governing moral code. John Adams, one of the founding fathers, understood this when he said, "The Constitution was made only for a religious and moral people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." This is why liberals hate the Constitution so much. It's why liberals hate normal people. Because don't make any mistakes, folks. If you use common sense, if you're a normal person, which I believe most of my listeners to be, liberals hate you. They may not come right out and say it in so many words, but they hate you because you stand in the way of them taking over everything and changing America. So keep that in mind when you mark your ballot. We're out of time this week. I sincerely thank you for listening. And I will be back next week. And until then, I want you to go out there and you have a great week.